K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, the weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast, folks. First weekend in April. Cannot believe it's already April of 2022. We might as well not call it the new year anymore because we are starting to get a little bit deep here in 2022. And it's a perfect way to kind of start off this weekend series that I'm going to be doing throughout the month of April. And it's probably going to go into May. I have to see about that, but I want to do my top five, and I'm going to ask Alex his favorite moment from the K-State season. I'm going to do this every week in the month of April, my top five favorite moments from the men's basketball and women's basketball seasons. Yes, sir. So a little spice for y'all on the weekend edition, along with everything in between, of course, with that as well. So number five, men's basketball. It is Saturday. Saturdays will be just men's basketball, all the way up to my number one moment. And then, of course, women's, same thing. Actually, no, they're going to be on Sundays. They're going to be on Sundays. So I'll be recording that here shortly as well, right after I do this. So my favorite, my top five, beginning at number five. And there was quite a bit. A little bit difficulty here, but obviously K-State didn't make the NCAA tournament, so that was easy there. But there are a lot of individual performances that we could be proud of here, and a lot of great games also as well. And number five, this belongs to Nigel Pack. Nigel Pack dropping 35, but this came on a loss that we should have won this game. K-State was all over KU. This was the first meeting all the way back. You got to go, to January 22nd of this year, back in Bramlage there. K-State jumped all over KU. Obviously, KU plays in the Final Four here tonight, kicks off the first matchup with Villanova tonight. They led this game. Let's see. I had it up here for a second. Yeah, they led this game by 16 at half. 16 at half. Notice the overall outcome was not my favorite because K-State should have won this game, and they flopped at the end of this game. The second half really took forever. It seemed like 24 hours wasted in 24 hours long. And you knew in the back of your mind KU was going to make a run at K-State in this game. And obviously, it was Ochai Agbaji's big-time jumper late in the game with, 5 seconds left to go and seal the deal there. But Nigel Pack just went off in this game. Nigel Pack dropped 35. And I put a stat out there in one of the dailies earlier this year, a stat that Nigel Pack, every time he dropped 30-plus, K-State lost. They were like 0-4 or something like that when K-State, when Nigel dropped 30 plus on somebody. And one of those came on against KU there. In this one, unfortunately, we lost this game. But Nigel Pack, 35 points in the game. He was one of only three double digits to hit double digits with Marquise Noel and the now transferred in the transfer portal, Selton Miguel. But Nigel Pack, 12 of 18 from the field in this one. But he had eight threes in this game. He had 4 rebounds and 2 assists in this game. But he just went, aka Jacob Pull-Up on KU, especially in the first half, in which to the point that Bill Self, the coach of KU, said in the post game that K-State should have won this game. You damn right they should have. So that was that on that point. At that point in the season, K-State was 10-7 on the year, and they were only 2-5. Yeah, this was a point of the schedule too that K-State should have won. Really, they should have been five at least, flip flop that conference record. They should have been 5-2. Instead, they dropped to 2-5 as well. And of course, whoever said, that was Bill Self there as well. K-State led 16 at halftime, and you blow that lead there. And this is also the point of the season two where they were hanging with opponents, but they couldn't close the deal. Something would happen to them in late game situations. Hopefully, our new head coach, Jerome Tang, can install and elevate, like he said in his opening press conference, first press conference, elevate, get out of that mess. And as the people in the Falcons podcast say, get out of that culture, because that's the problem. That's really the problem. The culture that Bruce Weber kind of left behind here. A culture of a collapsing, of losing games in the fourth quarter. Well, second half, fourth quarter, whatever. In the second half, late in the second half, when you really should have manhandled this team. So, obviously, we talked about it on episode 94 a little bit. Or Alex, anyways, did. On our newest episode that just came out last night, wherever you get your podcast there. The weekly edition of Triple P. Yeah, I mean, you hope with guys transferring out and this new coaching staff evaluating this talent, you gotta tell it how it is. Get guys in here that want to win. That is the key here in all of this here. You got Nigel Pack coming back in that backcourt, Marquise Noel, that's going to lead this team now. Those guys that transferred out or heading into the transfer portal, they weren't, in my opinion, and I said it on newest weekly edition of Triple P, they weren't that good. either they weren't involved enough, or they didn't perform up to the capabilities like people out here in Manhattan said they were going to do. So there's that. But Nigel Pack, my fifth favorite moment, Nigel Pack sitting back and watching him go off on guys, Obagi, Colin Braun. Not Colin Braun. That's the NASCAR guy. Christian Braun. Yeah, those guys, Jabari Wilson and those guys who are playing later on this afternoon in the Final Four. He just went off on them guys. And then, of course, KU adjusted to that and slowed him down. But, yeah, so, again, it's going to be interesting to see how Nigel Pack thrives. He and Marquise Noel thrive under the new system direction of Coach Tang. But, yeah, that was my favorite moment, even though K-State, I was frustrated, but not to a T, because I knew in the back of my head that something funky was going to happen here. And K-State was somehow going to lose the game, and they did, 78-75. But the fifth favorite moment there, individual performance by Nigel Pack going off against KU at home at Bramlage, 35 points in a losing, heartbreaking losing effort to your in-state rival Kansas. The Purple Project Podcast, again, this is a new series this month, and we'll have it all the way down to number one. I will message, of course, he's probably going to listen to this. He always listens to it, obviously. I'm going to have him, Alex, next week's podcast, garnering a special guest, give his fifth favorite moment from men's basketball and his fifth favorite moment from women's basketball from this past year as K-State looks forward to their respective off-season for men's and women's basketball, respectively. The Pro Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. Remember, episode 94 of Triple P Weekly is out wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, the weekend edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Daily Go Cats, you have been listening to the Pro Project Podcast.